Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Comfortable people never change, right? So I learned to get into a space of being uncomfortable. And when I get into the space of being uncomfortable, I know something actually needs to change in my life, because that's when true transformation happens.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking to property investment coach, trainer, and speaker, Todd Polkey. Starting off his career in real estate, we'll find out how, as a young and successful investor, he lost everything, and how that was the catalyst towards building his portfolio. As a speaker, coach, and trainer on the subject of property investments, Polkey focuses on three main tasks each day in order to help others achieve their financial goals.
Yeah, so my day is really made up around a couple of different things. So number one, I tend to be running around speaking and coaching and running events a lot of the time. So that's something I absolutely love to do. I'm a teacher by heart. I just love to educate people and help them become financially empowered. On top of that, I do work with some one-on-one clients, and so that's on various areas of their wealthy life, in helping them actually really press the accelerator down and moving towards the life they want to live. And number three is always spent with the rest of my team, right? So I have a big team behind me who are working with literally, you know, hundreds and thousands of clients on a daily basis and helping them build property portfolios. So that's really my day split up in about three major segments, along with creating new content and new ways to explain things in a more effective way and really be able to get very different messages across the table. So what I really focus on doing is that I coach and educate and train everyday people in how to build property portfolios, which allow them to really move towards a life kind of almost like financial slavery, what it is for most people, and be able to get them to live a life unlimited by income. So that's really what I focus on doing.
As a property investor, Polkey's methods have evolved. For him, this means that he's become a very strategic person.
Look, I'm very methodical in what I do now. When I was younger, I was very aggressive and very ambitious, and I went and created some great results when I was young. But I also lost a lot of money in a very short period of time. So to me, it's all about strategy. So before I start with anything with my own life or for anyone else I work with, to me, it's all around strategy, which is all about starting with, well, what are the results you want to create in life? How much are those results going to cost? And then where are you right now? And strategy is what bridges that gap. So to me, that's where the rubber really hits the road and makes a difference between being an investor and a gambler. So in my own property portfolios, in what I do, to me, it all starts around strategy. Everything starts there to me. It's easy to become a property investor, as you said. You just get a loan, buy a property, rent it out, and congratulations, you're a property investor. But, you know, the number of people I ask, well, who in audiences, who's made a mistake in property investing, 50, 60, 70% of the room put their hand up. And yet, it's not a cheap mistake, property investing. It costs tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars and many years and lost time. So, very important.
Sharing with us where he grew up, he says it was all coconuts and scuba diving for some time.
So I was actually born in the Solomon Islands of all random places. So, born with coconut trees and in a very, very different lifestyle, that's for sure. Some of my earliest memories have always been about, you know, my parents walking off the beach and going scuba diving, right? So that was some of my earliest memories and climbing coconut trees and running around and just being crazy. And then I went growing up mainly in Southeast Queensland after when I turned about the age of 4 or 5. So certainly a country boy, moved from Tooloola to Kilcoy, up into outskirts of Toowoomba.
Having a love for sports, he undertook various jobs before beginning his property investing journey, spending time in the army and as a personal trainer.
Certainly, I was never an academic at school. I graduated on the wrong end of average, so academia was never my my forte in any way, shape or form. But I was always an athlete, so I was always very, very good at sport. So, you know, I've been playing judo since I was about the age of five, and, you know, been able to have the privilege to play for my country and do some amazing things, travel around Japan and different areas, which has certainly shaped me in who I am right now. But certainly when I left school, I really went into the health and fitness field. So I went and spent some time in the army, and I also became a personal trainer and used to run a lot of boot camps and various things like that. And I did that for a number of years before I got started in the residential real estate sector as a real estate agent by the time I was about 19 or 20. And it was by about age 20 or 21 I got started in the investment property space.
The transition from personal trainer to property investor and coach came about through the state of being uncomfortable and a desire to make a lifestyle change.
You know, as a personal trainer, I was getting up at about 4 a.m. in the morning, pretty well every single morning. And I'd be training clients, running boot camps, training clients till about 11 in the morning. I then have a bit of a break in the middle of the day where I was going to university at that point in time, still studying. I'd start again about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and going through about maybe 7 or 8 in the evening with clients. But running a small business, your day never ever stops, and the number of clients you had in the day stops. So, you know, I had paperwork to do, I had marketing to take care of, clients, programs to ride, like all those different things you've got to think about when you're running a business. And so my day would wind up finishing up by about midnight, and I'd do that 6 days a week. And so if you do the math about how much I was sleeping, it was about 4 hours a night. And so, you know, here I was a personal trainer just getting sick all the time. And, you know, my body was breaking down. I wound up having leg surgery on both my legs because I wasn't trying to come walk. You know, my relationship, I had no idea why my girlfriend at the time was with me. I never spent any time with her. And I remember getting to an end of a particular year and just kind of sitting back. I don't know if you do this, but I certainly do it. At the end of a particular year, I sit back and reflect there. Well, wow, what the bloody hell just happened in the last 12 months of my life? And I really started looking around and going, look, it's not working. Like something's broken. You know, I had no time. My relationship was in tatters. My health was in tatters. And even despite working 17, 18 hours a day, despite doing that 50 weeks of the year, my bank balance was in tatters as well. Like it was not moving forward. I was literally just treading water financially. And it honestly caused a lot of pain for me, which is really important sometimes. You know, I think a good dose of reality can be a very, because comfortable people never change, right? So I learned to get into a space of being uncomfortable. And when I get into the space of being uncomfortable, I know something actually needs to change in my life, because that's when true transformation happens. And it was from that point I started opening my mind up to different things, right? So different things like reading different books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Think and Grow Rich and Course in Miracles and all these different things. And I started attending seminars. And to me, I attended one event where I met one mentor, and my whole life changed after that point in time. And 6 months later, I bought my first property deal, of which I made $70,000 out of, which was actually more than my wage I was making in my entire personal training business. And from that moment on, like, I was done. Like, that was it. This whole rule of life of just work hard and everything's going to work out just got shattered in one fell swoop. And I realized that there must be a better way to do this. And that's when I got went into the, I didn't want to go into residential real estate. I did that to get experience, but it was the investment property market I wanted to head into, because I could really see, I saw the results it created in my life. And I've always been a teacher. I've always wanted to help people. I just moved from being a health coach to a wealth coach. And that's where it transitioned for me. It was a very, very important period of my life.
For his parents, they went down a conservative, slow and steady wins the race property investing journey.
My parents were property investors, but they kind of did property investing a bit of an old way, I call it. I'm always careful when I say that, but like their strategy was just buy a property, pay it outright, like pay it completely off, and then buy another one after that. And so, you know what, they actually did okay with their property investing, but my challenge with their strategy is that it took them 30 years, and I knew in no way I wanted to wait 30 years to be able to create those type of results. You know, I'm quite an impatient type of guy. But it was definitely there. Like it was just in the back of my mind, and they certainly gave me encouragement to to move into my very first property deal. And, it was definitely in my blood in some way, shape or form, but they did it a very different way than how I approach property investment, which is just kind of an old way, very conservative strategy.
For Polky, his property investing journey all began when he attended a life-changing seminar. He resolved to give up making excuses, which held him back from committing to making a change. And from there, he began to build his portfolio.
One of the very first property investment events I went to, look, I met a speaker on stage and, you know, he was very, very inspiring. I could relate to him a lot of ways. And, I got some great knowledge out of a three-hour event that I turned up to. And it was a very pivotal turning point in my life where I really made a decision that I was going to buy my first property in 6 months. And I made a very, very strong decision because I was always interested in changing my life. But it was at that moment where I decided, you know what, I'm going to stop being interested. I'm actually going to become committed, which is two very different things. And committed, to me, it really means you've got to give up your excuses, right? So I had to give up the whole excuse of, I had no money. I had to give up the excuse of I had no time. I had to give up the excuse of I didn't know what I was doing. And I made a decision and then just chose, well, I now got to learn how to actually fulfill this outcome that I've created. But there was definitely a problem. I had no money, right? So, which is always a challenge when you're trying to buy real estate. But I started saving a lot. I found some other ways to create some more income. And over a six-month period, I saved up $9,500 in order to get my first property deal. Now, again, you're like, that's not enough to buy a property. But I got the first homeowner's grant. And I got the stamp duty savings, and that was the only way I was able to buy my very first property deal. And so I did my first deal in Labrador on the Gold Coast, and I paid $291,000 for this property. The reason I paid $291,000 for it was I couldn't afford $292,000. I was literally broke after that point in time. But I did it. I made it. I got it. And from that moment, I started saving up more money because I bought the property with the purpose of doing a renovation to it and adding some value. And 6 months later, I saved up another about $9,000 to $10,000 and did a renovation on the property and made $70,000 profit on that first property deal while I was living in there. And it literally replaced my entire year's income in one property deal, which is very, very powerful to me. And then I was able to get the equity out of that, recycling equity. I was able to get the equity out of that. And that allowed me to actually bounce into my second deal very quickly. And I really started to build my portfolio very, very aggressively from that moment on. I mean, I went from, one to four deals in the space of about 18 months. So, that was, rapid amount of accumulation for me at that point in time with my income level and my savings level, my equity base. So one to four in 18 months was a really solid phase. And so I started to grow it very quickly. I kept pulling my equity out and going and doing another one, pulling my equity out and going and doing another one, topping up my buffer. And, everything was working out beautifully. Like it was really going well. And, I kind of thought, young guy, a lot of ego, making a lot of money. I thought I was kind of the king of the world at that point in time, like the sage of investing or something. But I definitely made some critical mistakes along the way. And in my early 20s, I was being too aggressive and I did not protect myself. And all it took was for almost the wind to blow in the opposite direction. And I literally lost everything, lost four to five property deals because I couldn't afford them anymore because I didn't have my buffer topped up and I was massively negatively geared at that point in time. And I lost everything in a very, very short period of time, which was, as you can imagine, just incredibly painful for me, but it was also a very important experience for me as a property coach. It made me instantly better property coach in the meantime.
Coming up after the break, Pokey will share what happens when he loses everything.
It was a very painful experience for me, like, losing everything, teaching. I was going and building my portfolio very quickly, but at the same time, not protecting myself was a critical mistake. And frankly, I should have known better.
The lessons he learned to rebuild his property portfolio.
I've refined my investing philosophies over the years, and over the years I've refined them step by step.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Are you looking at buying or investing in property? Don't panic. Property is still a great investment. Is it now the time to buy, sell or hold? Find out from Australia's leading industry experts on how to take advantage of today's market. You'll learn the secrets to renovating for profit or gain the knowledge, skills and motivation to invest at the First Home Buyers Masterclass. Plus, much, much more. Whether you're a new or experienced investor, you can't miss the Sydney Property Buy Expo on the 7th, 8th and 9th of September. Use the promo code PI for a 3-day free pass valued at $50. For tickets and more information, visit propertybuyexpo.com.au. Although losing everything seems to be a harsh reality for him, he says it was all a necessary evil to be able to discover how to grow his portfolio and build something substantial.
It was a very painful experience for me, like, you know, losing everything, you know, teaching. I was going and building my portfolio very quickly, but at the same time, not protecting myself was a critical mistake. And frankly, I should have known better. Sometimes these things happen in life and then you go, well, what can I learn from that? I learned a huge amount from it, but it really took me down quite a long way. It put my ego in check, which is a very important thing. But I just learned so much out of it. So do you know what? Although it was one of the lowest of the lows, in hindsight, it was actually one of the greatest gifts to me. And since then, what I was able to build my portfolio twice as fast the next time around, but do it in a very methodical way and do it in a very measured approach to actually, build sustainable wealth. And since then, as a property coach, you know, I've just gone from leaps and bounds, obviously, because the learning from that have then trickled onto every other person that I've spoken to and every room that I've spoken in and all the investors that I've worked with over the years.
The most important thing that Polky gained from the lessons he has learned is to treat property investing like a business and to develop vital strategies which would benefit him in the long term.
When I talk about property, and this was kind of the start of that philosophy, I guess. You know, I've refined my investing philosophies over the years, and over the years I've refined them step by step because I've had more experiences and more distinctions and learned more things. I've refined that into my own system and my own strategy, which I know that delivers results. I guess at that time, one of the biggest learnings I had was that property investing isn't just about property. You know, I used to think property investing was just about buying property, and I used to think that's what it was. The same way when I was a personal trainer, I used to think about personal training was actually about training people, and I didn't actually realize it was a business. And it was when I started treating personal training as a business, it was when my results really started to take off. And this was exactly the same in my property investment career, where I started to realize, well, property investing actually isn't about the property. It's actually a business, and we've got to treat it like that. So if you're just focusing on the property, then you're missing most of the game. And so I guess that at that time, one of the greatest experiences I had was that it's not just about buying property. Like, you've got to have multiple different strategies going at any point in time. And one of those strategies has to be all how you protect yourself. You know, since then, I've refined 7 different strategies I focus on with my students, only one of which is property.
Another moment which held weight in Polky's journey was the realization that many people's experience of life is based on how much money they earn.
Over the years, I've literally, you know, I've traveled around Australia and different parts of the world speaking, coaching, training for years now. And one of the things which makes me sadder than almost anything in life is that most people's experience of life is limited by how much money they earn. And that's a really sad thing to me. Like, life is about so much more than that. So we should be living a life unlimited by income and be able to experience life at that level where it's not limited by how much physical money we earn. So when I had these type of distinctions after seeing this time and time again, to me, it really shifted my whole perspective on property investing. That is, again, it's not about the property. Property investing truly is about creating financial results, which can actually create some choices in people's lives. And it changed my whole perspective and philosophy in how I approach building portfolios and how I approach teaching other people. And having those experiences definitely was some big aha moments for me in how I approached building portfolios from then on in. And my whole teaching philosophy changed from that moment on as well.
That's really interesting. And I'm sure that a lot of your clients and also students who've learned from you have taken all these great experiences away, because your story is very, very inspirational.
And it's a great gift to be able to give this back to other people. Like, it's such a great gift. It really is. Because there's a saying that Isaac Newton used to say, and he said was that the only reason I can see further than others is that I stand on the shoulders of giants. And I think that's really beautiful. And I know that in my life, I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am right now if I didn't have the mentors in my life. And it's from having those mentors in various different areas of my life that helped me grow and fast track my success and my education, my learning, and then being able to give that back to other people is a very, very powerful thing. So I'm a big believer in having mentors and having people that you can actually turn to for advice and guidance and support.
Polky is most excited about helping others realize their goals and giving them the opportunity to follow their passions via financial freedom.
When you talk about a property investment journey, I don't just think of that as in my own portfolio. I think of that as my property investment journey is very much involved with all the teachings, trainings and education that I actually do. That's where I talk about my property investment journey because that's where I get the greatest fulfillment in life. The greatest fulfillment for me is helping people break free of what I call the default life strategy and helping them be able to create different choices in life. And so being able to see those results that people are creating and, you know, being able to have three-day weekends and being able to go and follow their passions and be able to do what they love to do rather than what they're forced to do, to me, that's the greatest gift I have in my overall journey. That's what I'm most excited by in life.
Inspired by this story and what Polky is excited about today, we'll return to the conversation in a future episode on Property Investory, where we'll talk about his strategy.
I'm really about just doing whatever works. That's what my philosophy truly is.
His success habits for property investing.
The ripple effect of that one habit is critical. And a lot of my students who do that will absolutely attest to that.
And that's next time on a future episode of Property Investory. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.